back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Matt figured out he's at the UT Rio Grande Van Vaqueros in the Isle of the Whack, not off speed anymore. Coach Fig, what's up, man? How's the weather in Edinburgh, man?
Hey, the weather's always nice. I actually got back into town yesterday, and when I landed, it was 100 degrees. So where else in the United States is it 100 degrees at? But in May, anyway. But it's beautiful, man. There's palm trees everywhere you turn. I can go be on the beach in about an hour. Right now, the honeymoon's great, man. Life's good.
I hear that, man. I can only imagine how busy you've been. Tell us about this, Fig. You know, Austin Peay was very successful, man. Every year you guys won, had a great job building that program. So tell us about why this program really stood out. You just want to move to the WAC, with the Vaqueros here in Rio Grande Valley, man.
You know, I was explaining it as we was off air. You know, the university is only 5 years old, and it's got a hunger and a passion to become fully committed to basketball. And it's a hidden gem. I mean, you know, you're talking about just some of the things we talked about to sell. You've got great weather year round. It doesn't rain. It doesn't snow. You've got a metropolitan area of over 2 million people in the Rio Grande Valley. So you've got an audience. And, you know, the school is, like I said, 5 years old. It's got an enrollment of 33,000 students.
Wow.
And during the pandemic, it grew 11%. So, you know, where is the future of this school? Well, and then on top of that, you know, there was a joke when I took the job, you know, Elon Musk is moving down here to South Padre Island. So, you know, I'm a pioneer, man. I'm trying to bring business and revenue down to the valley. So,
yes, you are.
Hey, this is the next place to boom with, you know, with the modern technology. Mm-hmm. This is just my idiotic thinking. With modern technology, with how more people are working at home, why would you live in states where there's income taxes,
yes,
state taxes? Why live in a place where it snows? Why live in a place where it rains all the time when you can come and live in the Rio Grande Valley where you've got palm trees, sunshine, the average year-round temperature is 84 degrees.
Man.
And that is with very little humidity outside of the summer months. So I'm just telling you right now, I've been here for about 3-4 weeks. And every night, no matter how hot it is during the day, you can sit outside and just relax and enjoy yourself. It is a peaceful place to live, especially at nighttime. So all signs point to this place because the university is committed. The president, the AD, everybody's committed to wanting to move this program into a national power. And so when they chose me to be the coach, man, I jumped on board with it.
Most definitely. And like you said, you guys are in the revamped WAC now. The WAC is booming now. 13 schools now. I remember the WAC was really good when I was younger, but now it's coming back with you guys and other schools in your state going to the WAC now. So tell us about the idea of how the WAC rebranding now really got your attention as well.
Well, it's a twofold thing, you know, with all the Texas schools joining. And I can go through this list. You obviously got Rio Grande, you got Stephen F. Austin, you got Lamar, Sam Houston, Tarleton State, and Abilene Christian joining. So when you start looking at things, guess who's the head coach at Tarleton State? The former head coach of the University of Kentucky.
Yes.
Texas A&M took him to the Sweet 16. You know, the new coach of Lamar is Alvin Brooks, who is a legend at the University of Houston. You know, you've got Abilene Christian, the last 2 years that the NCAA tournament was played represented the Southland Conference in the NCAA tournament. And then you got Stephen F. Austin, where Kyle Keller's the head coach, who beat Duke 2 years ago and won 27 games, and they went to the NCAA tournament. So just on the Texas side alone, and I'm not leaving out Sam Houston, who has competed year in and year out for league titles and has made multiple NCAA tournament appearances. There's some ball coaches over in the Texas side.
Oh, yes.
And so then you go over into the other side of it, and you've got New Mexico State, who had won three consecutive WAC championships with Chris Jans, who had the nation's longest winning streak, I think, at one point in conference. And then Bryce Drew, who came from Vanderbilt, who won at Valpo, and who won the WAC tournament this past year at Grand Canyon. And Grand Canyon's got, is like the hottest school in the country for its growth and everything. So you add those two schools into the West, then you put, Utah Valley, who Mark Madsen was a world title winner with the Lakers and as a coach, and you add Dixie State and Southern Utah, who won their conference, the Big Sky, last year, and then you got Seattle. You've got a conference from top to bottom that there's no patsies, and so it's a challenge. And here's the thing: it is a league that could become a multiple bid league because there's so many good teams forming the league. And so we're all going to be fighting for, right now, the way things are, we're trying to get to two-bid league. And I think we've got strong enough teams from top to bottom to make a strong case for that. And so now the thing comes to scheduling and TV and all that. But I'm excited about this new WAC, and I just don't want to get my teeth kicked in.
Yeah, and what helps is that portal, because guys want a new opportunity. You've shown that you can win and develop talent, being with Frank Martin all those years, doing what you did at Austin Peay. So I feel like guys are going to come play for you because they see, like you did with Terry Taylor, how great he was playing for you. But you can coach a star as well. So the portal is going to be good for you guys coming in that weather and enjoy that great education. And also get coached ball really, really good as well.
Well, here's the thing that I kind of had, and becoming the new head coach here with the portal, as you say. I kind of feel like I'm a GM of an NBA franchise because now you can start picking and choosing the pieces with the portal. Now, hopefully I won't have to use it again because we have used the portal to add two or three kids, not overly. The biggest accomplishment I think we've done was we're able to bring back three kids who may have not have came back otherwise. So here's the thing. Coach Hill laid the foundation for success. It's my job to take the baton now and run with it. And, we were able to add two or three starters back from last year's team, which unfortunately with Coach's passing, that's just unspeakable. And I can't imagine what they went through. But going into that, they were 9-4 when he passed, and they were sitting in first place in the league. So this was the year that they thought they were going to make a run for the WAC championship. So, one of the biggest thing is we've signed seven new players, and I was able to recruit three of the former players into coming back. So right now we've got a pretty strong nucleus of kids that has got playing time in this conference, so I'm real happy with that. We've not played a game yet, boss man. So right now everything looks great on paper.
Oh yeah.
Until you get lacing them up, but
oh yeah.
Really, we're really happy with where we're at sitting in the 1st of May with the team we've been able to put together. Like I said, that's all subject to change. But right now, we're pretty happy where we're at.
Now, what's good about this year is, Coach, as you know, you have a summertime this year. Because last year was no summer with COVID. So you can't do player development. You can't get guys stronger and knowing your system and immersing your system. So I feel like this year, being a first-year head coach down there, you need this summer to have to get guys in your system, immerse them in the way you do things, the way Joe does strength and conditioning and Nikita does things. So I feel like this is going to be very, very key to get your guys ready for October when practice really starts in the fall there.
Yeah, no. Without last year, here's what people don't realize. Last year was you're talking about a historical pandemic. You know, there hasn't been a pandemic in the world since 1917. And so when you get to talk and in 1917 and 2020, you know, that is a long time apart. And so the world, modern technology and everything, sports, all that stuff came to a halt. And so when these kids came back, you're not only talking about them not having, they missed 5 to 6 months of their livelihood, which is basketball. And if you were down in the bubble when the NBA came back, how bad were the guys that didn't work out during that pandemic?
Awful. Injured fast.
That's where I'm going. So the guys who didn't work during the pandemic, didn't run, didn't do their training, they came in and got hurt. They came in and they weren't a success. Playing basketball, man, you got to do it every day. And you take that time away, it makes you rusty. And the guys that did do it, now that they excelled and they helped their teams excel, and they're making more money because of it. Well, you tie that over into the college game, and you start looking at the number of kids with injuries and stuff this year, because that played a big part in it. Where, just the layoff of doing the daily grind, it took these kids out of the weight room. It took them out. It took them out of court time. And the biggest thing for a young man, it took away some of their identities. And I know you and I spoke about this several months ago on the show, is that these kids had a life in a bubble.
Yes. Where
they didn't get to associate. They get to be college students. They had to stick a Q-tip up their nose 3 times a week. And they didn't get to associate with their friends, their families. That's a lot of mental stress. And so what you've seen this season was chaos. I mean, you tell me the last time Kentucky Duke didn't make it to the NCAA tournament the same year. And the last time that I think North Carolina got beat in the first round and stuff like that. So
Not in my lifetime. I'm in my 30s. Probably not in my lifetime, probably.
One of them, I'm 51 years old. And I can tell you the one time since I follow basketball that Duke didn't make the NCAA tournament, that's when Coach K had a back surgery. And I can tell you one time or two times that Kentucky didn't make it during different eras. And that was because of NCAA stuff or whatever. And then I think Cal one time went to the NIT. So you're talking about that stuff only happens in a rarity. Arizona didn't make it. I mean, you're talking about things that this pandemic affected. And, the one thing that also happened is there was no fans in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
So winning on the road became easier for a lot of
teams.
Yes. So it's just a crazy year. I want to get back to normal, man. I'm tired. We've talked about this and we've made all these excuses. Let's move forward, man. It's time to get back to normal, man. So everybody go get your vaccine.
Yes. And I'll tell you this, Coach, for me, since I'm part of the tier one, I have to wear a little band, know where I go. So I'm ready to now have to report where I go with when I go. I feel like I'm on house arrest.
The NBA, they were, you have to credit the NBA now, because they did their best to bring normalcy back to the United States. They did their part.
Oh yeah.
The National Basketball Association, they did their part, man, to give us something to hope for in July and August. I actually loved watching July basketball, man. August basketball.
It was fun.
Watching the Miami Heat. I loved watching Miami Heat this past year. They were fantastic. And Eric Spoelstra showed how great a coach he was. He's never gotten a credit. It's always been Pat Riley over top of everything. But last year, I think Eric Spoelstra got to show just how creative he was, and it was a joy to watch the NBA in the bubble, man. this past year. So I know we're talking about college basketball, but
You good, Fig? You know, you're my guy, man. It's all good. You know, you're my guy, man. Let me ask you a question about the Miami Heat. They're one of the few teams who actually help off the strong side three. Do you love that play about the Heat, how they help off the strong side three? Because he don't want to hit them in Toronto, all teams obviously do it, or Boston sometimes do it.
I'm not a fan of it. I will tell you this, the dribble penetration has got to the point. The players are just too good, and the speed of the game is just too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I understand it. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. I think Milwaukee gives up a lot of threes from the strong side as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. So I guess it worked, and it works out for the Heat too. Now the Heat last year was one of the best teams defensively, and Nick Nurse is a genius. So, who am I to criticize those guys? I mean, but help them from the strong side. I don't think so, because the guys, that shot for me, if I help from the strong side, that guy's knocking it down every time. Now, statistics and percentages probably tell you that you should help from the strong side. And they play the odds. I just play the field game. And I know when we play, if we help from the strong side, when that ball gets kicked over to the corner, that's going in.
Oh, yeah. And you got that right. You got that right, Fig. Yeah, that's one of my things about Miami Heat. The strong side of three, helping off them. Like, I know when we play them, we always put – our best shooter on that side, because they're going to help off the strong side anyway. So that's, but the Heat still do it. You know, I'm like, oh, and the Bucks, I remember Coach Bud being at the Hawks. It's packed the paint and we'll give up threes. Yeah, that's his whole thing. Well, he don't want to give any paint points.
Well, that, you know, I have, when you don't have rim protection, you know, and, you know, I know the NBA has gone, you know, away from, you know, the Hawks have got rim protection. They got their athletic front court. I mean, Capella and Collins, I mean, those guys should be erasing shots left and right.
Oh, yeah.
But when you don't have rim protectors, you've got to give up something, and you don't want to give up. You don't want to be in rotations.
Oh, yeah.
You talk to any NBA coach or any coach on the planet, and they'll tell you the team that stays out of rotations is the team that wins. Well, by giving up that strong side three, you're not in rotations. So there's an argument and a merit to it, that keep the ball out of the paint, make him chuck it from 23 feet 9 inches.
Most definitely, yeah, man. Like you said, you know, getting to watch film. I love it, man. I'm a junkie. I wouldn't want to do what you do, but I love watching film. Talk about on the radio. I love it, man, because, like, man, you guys breaking down that tape, man, I'm like, look, I just want to talk about it like in passing. I don't want to do it every day, man, but I love it so much, though.
Well, you get so fixated on it. Tell you what you don't want to do is you don't want to watch it in your spare time.
But I do, man, because I'm a junkie. I do.
But no, you do. But when I have to watch my team every day and watch my team practice and my team on film, and then I got to prepare for the next opponent, coming home on a Monday night and turning on Big Monday or whatever it is, I don't have much interest. Give me some Modern Family or Mike and Molly or something like that. I can relax my brain, man.
I hear you, man. And that's what I got for you, Figures, is, man. Tell us about this, man. Having Nikita down there with you and Joe and you guys who you worked with, Austin Peay, man. How cool was it bringing guys who you worked with all this time, man, been key to your success, man, come with you down there, man?
Well, it's good. I mean, continuity and things like that is good. You know, also, two of my assistants got promoted with the move as well. So my job is also helping guys get promoted. So, my other assistants moved on to Power Five jobs. So my job as well as a head coach is not only help our players, but it's also to help my staff. It's good to have these guys here that we've worked together. And so my biggest thing is the players got to understand that this office is united in one. And, players don't get it twisted, man. Players are smart. They're real perceptive. They know, even in, on an NBA team now, they know when there's civil war going on in that coach's office. They know when stuff isn't going the right way. So you've got to be a fist in everything you do. And, And so having guys that worked with me at Austin Peay coming here, that's a huge plus.
Well, Fee, thank you for your time, buddy. I told you I'm gonna miss you, man. But I'm gonna be cheering for you big time, brother. And you know, I'm biased. You're one of my guys I like a lot, so I'm gonna be cheering for you openly. So yeah. I'm biased, so I'm gonna go higher than that, man. I'm definitely rocking my Rio Grande Valley stuff, man. To cheer for you, brother. You know, you already know that, man.
I appreciate you, brother. It's always a pleasure, and you know, I soak in that playoff experience because. Roundfield or whatever his name was playing the last time the Hawks went to the playoffs.
Yeah, it was, we got swept by Cleveland. LeBron's.
You remember, you know, the year, Beasley, I think was a rookie. The Hawks beat the Heat that year with Josh Smith.
Yes, I remember that. I do. I remember that. Yeah, man. So yeah, I've suffered 4 years, Fig, of knowing you'll lose every night, man. Now I can celebrate a playoff game, hopefully a home game here at the arena, man. And we'll have about 8,000 fans here for that game as well. So hopefully it'll be a packed house for the team and cheer us on, man.
Yeah, well, the exciting thing is that the new wave of players, man, there's a lot of excitement in the NBA right now. I think playoff basketball, man, is the best. And, I wish we would bring back some Knicks and Heat rivalries, but or Pistons and Heat, or Pistons and Knicks, or Pistons and Bulls, whatever, man. I like that early 90s, late 80s basketball, man. When you went in for a layup and guys got clothesline. I'm not saying anything, but. Bring back my
Fig is soft, man. These guys are soft molasses, Fig. You know, they soft as molasses, brother. You know that. It's as soft as can be, brother. They couldn't last with an Oak hard foul or Charles Smith hard foul or a Lamb beer. They couldn't last, man. They'll be crying like little babies.
How about the X-Man putting you on your back? I'm giving a special shout out to Xavier McDaniel as well.
X-Man, he gonna take you out, man. I remember that guy. He'll take you out. Man, Fig, hey, buddy, you be safe, man. Talk to you real soon, brother, and you be good, man.
All right, man, I appreciate you guys.
Anytime, buddy. All right, now.